Network.
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of UT Network. I'm your host, Deadman. With me, as always, my brother DJ, my brother Mustard. And today's episode is brought to you by Christopher Reeve's Horseback Riding Lessons. That's right. Come let Superman teach you how to ride a horse. Use both legs work for 20% off.
Crazy legs.
Crazy legs for 15% off.
What, wow. DJ? No what? Comment. No, I'm what? Not going there.
Happy Father's Day to everyone.
If anybody's going to get us canceled,
it's going to be DJ.
No, bro. It's going to be you, bro. DJ can't be canceled. He's black.
Oh, yeah, true.
He's got a free pass to say whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah.
Look at him.
I will hold on to that pass until it's absolutely necessary.
He's plotting right now. He's just waiting for the perfect time.
You're not wrong.
What's mine gonna be? Damn it.
Oh god. Anyways, what have you guys been up to? What have you guys been watching, playing, so on and so forth?
DJ.
It
is Pride Month. You go first, buddy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pride Month.
Black Pride.
Nah, don't you dare. Fuck you, dead man. Fuck you. You know what type of pride
and
this
and
is.
And as the creator of Femboy,
shut up! Oh my god, shut the hell up.
And honestly, I think DJ should be crowned honorary black person of Pride Month.
I second that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there are more suitable representatives of the black community that can represent this version of Pride Month.
Invent Femboy Hooters.
That's true. That's all you.
You contributed they
can't,
way
according,
more.
No, according to Dead Man's bullshit lore, I didn't invent it. I just run the fucking thing.
No. You brought it to the table. I was there, bro. He was here.
You were too fucking high to be anywhere. So.
I was so high, I was in two places at once. That's how I know.
He was at the premiere and the board meeting.
Well, prepare to be at the fucking closing. The bankruptcy.
No, you shouldn't do that. You should sell it.
No, fuck that shit. No, this thing needs to die completely. And if it does get resurrected, sell it will not be my hand.
And it'll be rebranded DJ's Femboy Hooters. Femboy Hooters uniform shorts are at Target. Yep. Yeah, you can. DJ's that much of an entrepreneur. Welcome, Mike Smith, to the show.
Jeez. Smith, come on, man. Look. Come on, man.
Okay, well, while DJ reels, Mustard, what have you been up to?
I have... I watched Infinity Pool.
Yeah, I've seen that one, too.
With the homies. It was so dumb. It was so stupid.
I didn't get it.
You didn't get it? Basically, it's a hedonistic island that they can do whatever the fuck they want because they can clone themselves and get away with consequences that they normally wouldn't be able to. That's it. That's the fucking whole story. But the whole visualizations, everything else about it, so fucking dumb.
See, I didn't even get that much.
Dude, it was so stupid. Me, Joe, and Mark were just like, what the fuck are we watching, bro? are we watching right now?
This is a bad hostel like remake. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, that's all I kept thinking. I was like, it's just torture porn.
It was just focusing around shock value and edginess. That's really what it was. And that's kind of what killed it for me. I was like, this is just stupid. Like, this isn't even a good fucking movie. Like, no. Not at all. Like, it's concise, it's coherent, it's just dumb. It's just fucking dumb. Anyway, so we watched that, really fucking dumb. And then I've been playing a lot of Diablo. Finally got my Sorcerer to level 60. Now comes the long haul to 70, and I unlock tier 4, which is... Yeah. And then after that, I popped into the new season of COD, same old shit. Really, really just recycled garbage. What else? I showed Joe and Mark Overlord.
Oh, really? How did that go?
They really liked it. They really, really enjoyed it. They thought it was a good movie. Oh, Barb was there too, I think. Yeah, she watched it with us. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it for me. That's it. I was just playing a lot of Diablo. And
DJ, what about you, man?
Well, after dismantling Femboy Hooters once and for fucking all, I actually finally sat down and watched that fucking Netflix show, Cyberpunk Edgerunners.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, while the game left to be desired, considering the fucking launch, I gotta admit, the show does capture the fucking, the grim darkness cruelty of the actual tabletop RPG.
Really? That's interesting.
You know, because it's like, you know, just like a lot, you have the main story, but a lot of the background shit, it's just like so fucked up. It's like, and it's like normal everyday life or just schmucks. It's like one scene where the main character's mom is like in the hospital, and it's like, oh yeah, we could. It's like, yeah, it's like, you know, and they're like fucking poor, like fucking poor, and it's like in the hospital, and it's like, I was like, don't worry, she's stable. Is there any more you can do for her? Well, you're on the discount coverage, so we can't really do much else for her. Hmm. And it's like, god damn, it's like, so you know they have the methods, but if you're on the discount plan, fuck you. You know, it's like, we'll just. To stable her ass, you know. It's like, so if she has a heart attack, well, she better get well on her fucking own, bitch.
She better have heart defense.
her heart better pass that clog on its own, buddy.
you know, yeah. I mean, it's just like it's crazy fucked up. Like, and the thing is, you know, you see this kid, in various journeys, and he makes it in a sense, you know. But the way it all ends, you know, of course, you know, tragedy and all that shit, but. But then it hits you in the end. It's just, this is just Tuesday, a normal Tuesday for some random schmuck. And that's the fucking, that's the beautiful cruelty that is Cyberpunk. Like Mike Podsmith, the creator, said it himself, like, Cyberpunk is not a game where it's not about saving the world. It's about saving yourself.
You know, is that the series that's animated on Netflix?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, is that the one with the lolly shit?
I think they have a lolly girl. Like,
technically, she's not a lolly.
She's old. She has that fucking that one disease. I forget that rare disease.
It's a degenerative disease. Yeah.
But there was a lot of controversy about that. And then,
yeah, like, people need to get over. People need to get over. Like, no, it's a legitimate disease. Like. The most popular example is fucking, what's his name? The first Children of the Corn film, Isaac. Mm-hmm. He was 25. He was 25 when he did that role. Yet he looks fucking 11.
Dude, look at Hasbulla, bro. That kid's like 20 years old and he looks like he's 9. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a real honest condition, and it's a real disease. And that's what she had.
Melanakis is the opposite. He's aging too fast.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Melanakis, Andy Melanakis was like 29, 30, and he looked like he was 14.
Hmm.
Well, yeah.
Now his body's all fucked for it, though. He's having
a hard time. Now he's falling apart. Now
he's in a wheelchair and shit. Yeah,
but no, that's kind of like what he was doing, like in Waiting. They were like trying to show like the youth thing of it, you know, like how bad it is.
So that's basically what that one girl had in the show. She has that condition where she literally looks super young, but she's not, like, you know, at all.
That's still uncomfortable for me.
Yeah, it's weird, but imagine having that. Like, imagine, like, you look nine, but you're
psycho.
Like, yeah, like, imagine you look nine, but you're 25, trying to go to bars and shit.
Like, I won't watch the show. I heard it's all right.
The thing about Cyberpunk is that nobody gets is that when the game came out, so many people were like, oh, it's this really cool, really... you know, like really high-end thing, and it's like, no, dude, the world of Cyberpunk is horrible. Mm-hmm. It is horrible to people. Mm-hmm. And there is almost no bright side to any of it.
There isn't, unless you a corporate ladder, but even then that's bad. Like, imagine,
and even then, like, fucking, like, if your boss doesn't like you, he can kill you and just pay to have it covered up.
Yeah. Sometimes it just happened automatically because no one cares. I mean, imagine Army Corporation from RoboCop.
Yeah.
But like on a global scale and like times 10 to the fifth power as far as power and the influence goes. That's basically what Cyberpunk is. Like, corporations pretty much run the countries. Like, why even bother with governments?
I mean, I played the first, like, I'm going to say, like, 8 hours of the game. Yeah. And then the story just stopped making sense and was, like, real fucking sporadic. Like, oh, you got to talk to this lady to get this. And then this lady goes off on her own fucking half an hour fucking missions. And there's, like, 8 of them. So you got to spend 2 hours with this lady.
Cute.
Thank you, Grave Robber.
So yeah, that I stopped playing the show. I stopped playing the game. I just gave up on it. But then they've been updating it recently, saying that the story is more concise, saying that they cleaned up the missions a little bit, saying that they put I don't know if I'll give it another shot, but yeah.
Oh yeah, fair enough. Shubutil, I would just recommend, like, if you could read about the tabletop, you know, story tabletop RPG.
Yeah.
And that, you know, like you know, check. I'll probably do that. The video game. Well, we'll see.
You know, you vaping on stream can get us striked.
Oh really? YouTube just updated their requirements for us to get partnered, but we're never gonna reach it. So,
no.
If we get striked again, I'm just gonna move us over to Twitch and kick permanently. Mm. Like, I'm done with it. I'm done with dealing with their fucking overtly sensitive bullshit.
I know, this snowflake bullshit.
No, dude, this whole, you shared 4 seconds of one of my videos, content strike. Fuck you.
Yeah, not even that. Like, you have to censor yourself so much. I mean, at first I kind of understood because a lot of kids watch YouTube, but then again, then they split it up, the YouTube kids. What's their fucking excuse now?
Yeah, but yeah, then again, exactly. Fuck them kids. You know,
fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
So,
you said it with such conviction, bro.
I mean, like,
kids.
I saw the new Flash movie.
Oh, Ezra Miller.
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah. Oh, it's out. Oh, I'm fucking there.
It was a lot of fun.
Flashpoint.
It was a lot of fun. It's like an eighth of Flashpoint. Like, honestly, I'm not even gonna lie.
Well, Flashpoint's like its own fucking universe. So yeah, I wouldn't expect it to have a lot of it, but.
Saw Keaton return as Batman, which was really fun. Saw Batfleck one last time. That was really cool. There's a twist at the end I can't talk about. I don't understand how they had so much time to perfect this movie. And they had such bad shots in it. Aww. And there's some really bad shots in it. Like you're like, motherfucker, Corridor Digital did better shots than this. How did you fuck this?
I see YouTube videos of better cinematics.
Yeah. Saw Diana. She's in it for one last time.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Her last movie was fucking awful.
It was awful. It really was awful. It was a lot of fun. I mean, it's just a lot of fun. Like, turn off your brain. This has, like, we already know the DCEU is over and they're rebooting it with Gunn. So there's no point in, like, trying to make connections. You know what I mean? So
that sucks because, like, there was so much potential.
Yeah.
You know, like, there was so much fucking potential with Justice League, with Batman versus Superman. Like, they literally had a chance. They had a chance to, like, connect everything and make a solid fucking timeline and like make a solid lore, you know. But god damn it, man, what? And then they were just like, yeah, Wonder Woman 84, here you go. It's like, what the fuck, man?
Nobody asked for this. Dude, like, yeah. You know, you order steak and you get fucking sushi and you're just like, I
like sushi. That's not what I ordered.
Excuse me.
Don't get me wrong. I like steak. I like sushi, but I didn't fucking ask for sushi.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean, though? Like, that's how it was. It's a fun movie.
Oh, we watched Knock at the Cabin.
Oh, yeah. I saw Knock at the Cabin.
Knock at the Cabin.
I don't know if it's good or not.
Yeah,
Mustard says it's really good. I'm it's still... Good.
It's good. For an M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie, dude, it's good.
For an M. Night and Drop Shabop Shabop movie, it's actually good. Yeah, good.
It's good. And his shit's been hit or miss as of late, you know?
Well, this is the first movie he's made in a while.
Since Mark Wahlberg's In the Trees, yeah.
No, he made a old.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Old, yeah. Fuck, man, that's not that, funny.
Yeah, he made Old, which was, I don't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. His shit's lately has been kind of ass.
Oh, God. Old was, I saw Old and I fell asleep through it, so I had to watch it again.
And you had to fight the urge to fall asleep again, yeah.
I had to, yeah.
Same here.
He made Glass, which was good.
Split. Glass is all right, yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I like Split, too.
Split was, I don't know, the ending was kind of fucking dumb, bro. Like, whoa, he's got monkey blood in him or something, you know? Like,
like okay, that very part fucking was end. Crazy, but I was already like, what's his name's acting is just incredible. That's what honestly makes the film end.
What's his name? I think Professor X.
Yeah, Professor X.
What's his name?
Young James Avery. James McAvoy.
James McAvoy.
Yeah, like he. I mean,
I don't know.
The movie was gonna be good on his performance, and goddamn, he's really showed his range in that fucking film.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal fucking actor. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, Knock at the Cabin, though. Let's talk about that for a minute. Knock at the Cabin.
Oh yeah. Sorry.
Starts so strangely.
My favorite James McAvoy film is It Chapter 2.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know. He's really good in everything, so it's hard for me to choose.
Yeah, so Knock at the Cabin. You said that they could have spent more time on some story elements, like explaining a little more. They could have drawn this out and that out, but, you know, for like M. Night Shyamalan, I think the pacing was pretty on point.
He does something that few other directors do, and that's he lets the scene breathe. He lets the scene hang so you can feel.
So you can process that shit.
Yeah. So you can feel it. And not a lot of directors do that.
And another thing about his directing is that he doesn't ever really give a lot of information or let shit play out. Or he does. Like, think about The Village. Right?
Right.
Half of that movie is what the fuck is going on? Right? And even when they explain it, you're like, wait, but what about, and then they're like, hey, blind girl running through the woods. There you go. Hey.
Hey, no, hold on.
Have fun with that.
No, hold on. We got
shit. No, we're over here now. That's over there. We're over here. Nope.
But
that's, nope. That's in the past. We're here now.
But
blind girl, woods, running. You know, like, and then in Signs, he never really gives an explanation about anything in Signs. It's just like, yo, there's aliens in your farm, bro. Like, that's like, literally, that's all he got.
I think in Signs there was enough information to piece together. You know what I mean? Like, there was enough information to piece together, because at the end of the movie, we did find out that the aliens were knocking people out and then abducting them, taking them into the ships.
Yeah.
So they were literally here, like the little girl said, to harvest us.
Yeah.
Not our resources, but us. We're food.
Yeah. But the thing is, though, like, it was crumbs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was in the same fashion as Knock at the Cabin. Like, you get little crumbs, you get little pieces here, and you kind of have to let your brain do the rest of the work. Yeah. Same idea, really. And like I said, I found it a really good movie. I understand that a lot of the plot points needed more time, but that's just style, you know?
Hey, guys, anybody who's watching, do me a favor. Whether you're on Twitch or YouTube or anywhere else, do me a favor. Like this stream real quick, please.
Yeah, drop a like for us.
However, the only real complaint I had was that had they grounded just a little bit more of what was happening... You know what I mean? Like, and I talked to you about the points because I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah.
Had they grounded or qualified some of the things that were being talked about, I really do think that it would have greatly increased the value of the movie. Like, I really disagree
because, like, the setting of the movie already is what the fuck. You know what I mean?
Some of the lines were really good though.
And I think to like continue that uneasiness throughout the film, like the less the better. You know what I mean? I kind of see where he was going with it, man. I don't know. I enjoyed it. Anyways, Knock the Cabin, great fucking movie.
I recommend watching it.
Bautista kills that shit.
Yeah. He's so good.
Mm-hmm. For having the most lines in the whole movie. Good.
Yeah, he led this cast. Like I am a Red Dead 2 addict. Can we discuss? Absolutely, Mikey. What do you want to talk about, man? Put it in the chat. We'll talk about it.
Red Dead 2. Shit, bro. I remember I played that game for hours straight. And I would get nothing done.
He had 30 pages of monologue.
Jesus!
30 pages
of monologue. Jesus Christ! Holy shit, dude. I got newfound respect for my man Dave Bautista, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy. Great actor.
And surprisingly in this mm-hmm. movie, and I talked to Mustard, and I was talking to Mustard right before we watched this together because I was on a drive back, and he talked about it is porn to me. Hey man, throw us any subject you want, we'll launch pad off of it, Mikey. I was talking to him, and I was like, if you want to see some really, really, really good acting from Dave in a very small scene, Blade Runner 2049, the opening sequence that was supposed to be in the original movie, but it didn't get filmed for some reason or another. But that little 5 minutes of Dave Bautista at the beginning of it, showing that not all replicants are bent on chaos, was so good. And Mustard watched it, and he was like, really was, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good shit, man. Speaking of Ryan Gosling, I also watched The Notebook for the first time this week.
God. DJ hates The Notebook.
Yeah. DJ, you hate The Notebook?
I wouldn't say I hate it. It's just, it exists.
Oh my God. After the 2-hour rant you gave me one night.
You know, like yeah, I mean, when it was fresh, but now that I've calmed down, it's just one of those.
Yeah. All right. Makes sense.
You jerk.
That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. Blade Runner, that opening scene was lit. Dude, Bautista's such a good actor, bro. Like, he has a lot of range. I like that about him.
I am really, really impressed with how he can go from Drax the Destroyer, you know what I mean, to Leonard.
To Leonard. To fucking Leonard.
Like, yeah. Like, oh my God. And the dialogue he had in it was not easy. Mm-mm. Like, I'm going to say that as somebody who's directed, as somebody who's even acted, like even voice acted, like the dialogue he had was not easy.
Very easy to fuck up.
Very, very easy to fuck up. Really like Dave and MySpice as Grave Robber. Yeah, I remember that movie.
Yeah, MySpice was good.
God, like I like, and then Rupert Grint, surprisingly, fucking Ron Weasley.
You didn't know it was Ron. I didn't know it was him. Bro.
He didn't even look like Rupert. He didn't sound like Rupert. He didn't. No. Nothing. He didn't look like Rupert. Nothing. Rupert Grint, who is Ron Weasley from the Harry Potter series, plays a drunken redneck in this, and he did so incredibly well. His last moments in the movie are really powerful. Like, really powerful.
I'm, it's so
like
scared.
15, 20 seconds, but it's really, really good.
Yeah.
Like, he fit a lot of it into 15, 20 seconds.
So, Knock at the Cabin. Definitely recommend. Now, one thing I'll say about Red Dead 2, right? Yeah. I fucked myself, right? Like, there's like 11 or 12 legendary animals that you can hunt in Red Dead 2, right? There's like elks, bears, lions, tigers, you name it. I had every single legendary animal except the goddamn elk.
I remember that, yeah.
So I was hunting it, and I took my shot at it, and I hit it, but he didn't die, so he ran away. Over, like, it was like a hill, like, and I shot him, and he ran over the hill, I chased him, and he was gone forever. I loaded back in. He would not come back. Like, tried it again, not come back. Like, slept at the goddamn campfire, changed the days. I reloaded my save. I did every fucking thing to keep that save. He didn't come back. So I had every single legendary animal except the goddamn elk. I was so fucking mad, dude. It haunts me to this day. I had to restart the whole damn game. The whole game, I had to restart it just to get him.
I remember fighting the alligator, and that one almost got me.
The big fucking albino one? Yeah, that was crazy.
RDR2, is it worth playing from Red Dead Revolver on PS2 through the series?
Yes.
Mike, yes, Mike, if you want the whole story, yeah, yes. Red Dead Revolver is a great place to start. Yeah,
Red Bull. It doesn't have it's not directly linked.
It is.
It's not. It actually isn't. But there are Easter Mike there are Easter. Pain. Oh, I know, man. I know. But there are definitely little tiny Easter eggs in Revolver, and in Red Dead Redemption 2. Like there are little
to Revolver.
Yeah, there are little tiny little things, but it is directly linked. No, there is no story or any confirmation in terms of lore being directly related to Red Dead Revolver.
Now, I will say that the voice acting in Red Dead was some of the best ever put to fucking any game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we often talk about, you know, acting and stuff like that, and it is some of the best lines ever said. And what's funny is that the guy who plays Arthur had to go back and redub some of his lines from his horse, because they called him up and they're like, we need you to come in and redo some lines. And they're like, okay, well, what lines? And they're like, yeah, these lines about between you and your horse, they're a little
little sussy baka.
You know, like, yeah, little,
and he was like, zooey. And he was like, what do you mean? And then they pulled up the line and they played it back to him, and all you hear is Arthur like on a clean cut mic, and he's like, that's my good girl. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay.
Yes, very good girl.
Yeah, dude, it was like
we're about to make sea biscuit.
Hey girl, you ever been ridden without a saddle? Is there a game you would compare to Red Dead Revolver 2? I mean, in terms of scale, Breath of the Wild?
In terms of world detail, yeah. GTA 5.
Probably, that's what I was thinking.
GTA 5, maybe. Yeah.
Another Rockstar makes good, like, they make good overworlds. They do. No, yeah, GTA 5 has a lot of good story elements and a lot of good NPC shit and a lot of side missions and stuff too. Like, what else? Breath of the Wild 2. Yeah, Breath of the Wild also.
Breath of the Wild.
Fucking really gigantic good. Ass game.
Huge.
With a lot of stuff to do, yeah.
What else? Maybe Far Cry?
Far Cry 4, 5, and 6. Yeah, definitely. Far Cry 4, 5, and 6 is a lot to do. Zelda, worth Zelda. Buying the system just for that? I if you love Zelda...
Legally acquire it like we did. If you have a gaming PC that's capable of running things at like 1080p, Mike, we can get you set up, bro.
Stop.
Hey, I'm not using any of the key words, all right, guys, chill, all right. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about, all right.
Okay. I just allow any information. I know nothing at all.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm just saying we can get a homie set up. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you want a nice Switch, you know, console, you know, a good place to get it. And
if you really, really like Zelda, if you really, really like Zelda, and you can get your hands on a Switch or a Switch Lite for, like, cheap, I'd say yes. Yeah. If you can get it on the down low, on cheap, or you can borrow one, or, you know, Just, you know, if you can get it for cheap, abso-fucking-lutely.
Or just get the fucking Zelda edition OLED like Grave Robber did. Yeah,
just a PS4 3 and 2.
Fucking do that, bro.
I mean, like, I bought a Switch just to play Breath of the Wild myself, but I'm a Zelda fanatic. You know what I mean? So it's hard for me to like justify anything past that.
Well, you don't have any tattoos in Zelda, so
shut the fuck up.
I mean, real Zelda fanatics might
have. Yeah, well, I got the Black Pearl motherfucker who's a real pirate.
Hey, you heard it here, folks. All right. Nintendo, get him. Nintendo. Stick him.
Well, yeah, I just ran into that one, didn't I? I just seriously.
Yeah.
Is the world as engrossing as Red Dead?
You'll be hearing from our legal team soon.
Breath of the Wild is huge. It is expensive.
Tears of the Kingdom is even bigger than Breath of the Wild.
Three times bigger.
It's fucking gigantic.
I failed. Hold on.
And you fail.
That was a fail, bro.
I did. But that's my opinion. If you can get a Switch, hit the pawn shops. Usually they have them for like $100-$150, and if you can pick one up, like a Switch Lite or a regular Switch.
People sell their Switch on Reddit all the time.
If you can get it for a song, it's absolutely worth the game.
Mm-hmm.
But
also Tears of the Kingdom. Get Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom. Don't just get Breath of the Wild. Get both.
Get Breath of the Wild in case you don't like it. No. In case he doesn't like it, he's going to spend a lot of money on that.
No.
But I mean, like for PlayStation, there was Kingdom of Amalur. I thought
you were going to say Kingdom Hearts for a second. Oh. I was like, bro, shut the hell up.
No.
Kingdom of Amalur. Like, what, that overworld?
Elden Ring.
I hear about Elden Ring. I guess you need the Soul series. It was just talking about expansive worlds, I guess.
I mean, Dark Souls 3 compared to Elden Ring, it's like the upgraded version. You know what I mean? Like, Elden Ring is like the upgraded version of Dark Souls 3.
I agree.
So, Kingdoms of Amalur, I'm going to bring it up real quick for you. Kingdoms of Amalur is very much like Fable for PlayStation.
And for Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't have an Xbox and you want to play something very interactive, a lot of fun, Kingdoms of Amalur. This is on the PS3 and the PS4, The Re-Reckoning. This is a lot of fun, a lot of NPCs, a lot of interactions, spells. This is a fun, fun fucking game. When I had just a PlayStation and I couldn't get my hands on one on an Xbox, I played this to kind of fill the void of Fable. But yeah, I would suggest Kingdoms of Amalur.
Yeah, it's been re-released and there's an expansion, which I really need to get to. I really need to get to that.
So I would say yeah, like, you know, like that's another one you can get lost in really easily if you don't want to buy a whole nother system. Kingdoms of Amalur is great.
Yeah. Elden Ring. You want easy mode? Just go all rogue. Holy shit! Just stealth kill everything. God damn.
Everything. All the things ever.
See, no, seriously, cause I tried playing as a warrior first time around. It's like, you know, fun, but now I play as a rogue. I'm like, dude, this is too fucking easy. It's like kind of sad, like just.
I'll type it in the chat for you, there, Mikey.
Indeed, you been playing any more Diablo, bro?
No, I haven't had really had time to do that. It was just mostly just watching stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Dude, the grind is real, bro. Holy shit!
Yeah, I heard about that. It's one of those when I have time to like really sit down and like truly like grind it, I will. But
so apparently level 80 in terms of XP is halfway to level 90.
God dang.
That's how bad it is.
Oh boy. They're probably going to start selling boosters.
They've already like said that that wasn't really what they intended. So what they're gonna do is they're gonna have Nightmare Dungeons give more XP.
Mustard's like, you should play Diablo again. I'm like, I play Diablo. I have no interest in returning to the series.
I say play with me, asshole. All right, you should play with me because I have nobody to play with.
After you beat Diablo 4, can you like actually replay the campaign or is there
replay it like on the same character?
Yeah, like in Diablo 3, you can actually replay the campaign.
New Game Plus. I don't think so. I haven't had the thing, but when you hit level 100, you can fight Mommy Lilith all over again.
Jesus.
Yeah, at level 100, it's like an echo of Lilith that you have to fight at level 100.
God,
apparently it's like the fight's fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
Let me see. I'm still trying to think. I'm like, other Red Dead type games, you know?
There
I'm
really
like,
are none, to be honest.
That one game with what's her name and the futuristic dinosaurs, Horizon.
Oh yeah, Event New Horizon or what's it called? Yeah.
Horizon Zero Dawn, I think, or some shit.
Horizon Zero Dawn. Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
God of War. God of War.
God of War is also kind of a mashup.
God of War, single player game. That shit is litty, dude. I played the first one 2017. That shit was awesome. And then there's Ragnarok, which is alright, I guess. Yeah.
He has this thing against Ragnarok.
No, I don't have a thing against Ragnarok. It's just that I feel like it was one of those like I feel the same way about Ragnarok as I do Far Cry New Dawn.
New Dawn, yeah.
Like
the DLC.
It was a DLC project that got a little bit too big for DLC, so they decided to fluff it up and make it its own game. But the real substance, like the actual game itself, is still could have been DLC.
I don't know.
Days Gone.
I've heard mixed.
Yeah,
I've heard mixed about that one.
Mixed, okay.
Yeah. And I watched Mark play. He fell asleep playing it twice, on stream.
Oh, really? On
yeah.
Stream? Oh, damn.
On fucking stream, he fell asleep playing it twice.
I bet the developers are like, oh man. we have to go now. I mean. Dude, yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. If I was working on that game and like one of the top video game streamers falls asleep while playing my game, I probably would just walk away. It's like, okay, I'm just a schmuck. Like, I'm not at the head of this thing, am I? Oh no! Oh thank goodness, I can still have a job.
If that was me as a dev, I'd be like, maybe you had a long night. Maybe he was just tired. You know.
I don't know. Like that game. Homer Simpson.
It's just a little dirty. It's still good. It's still good.
Yeah. There's still hope. I swear to God. Please.
Yeah, that's bad.
Sony, like, please.
Yeah.
Oh my God. For the love of God, please.
I got potential.
I don't know. Like Red Dead Redemption to me was one of those. Both the games, right? Not only Red Dead Revolver. Red Dead Revolver was kind of generic in the sense.
You mean Red Dead Redemption number one?
No, I meant Red Dead Revolver was kind of generic. Red Dead Redemption, though, that one was probably my favorite out of the two. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I kind of liked Arthur, but
it's about John Marston.
There's something about John, dude. Like, John is just fucking awesome. And like, it's just... I don't know. Maybe it was the dialogue. Maybe it was the way that he interacted with other characters, or this like presupposition or predisposition that other characters had to John, that kind of endeared me to him. With Arthur, I don't know. There's a bit of panache missing. You know what I mean?
I prefer Arthur to John.
Really? Yeah,
I mean,
yes.
Well, I can understand. I mean,
because John left the group for like years.
Well, yeah, wife and kid.
Okay, but
They will not get in the way of murder and mayhem.
I know, right?
And then
family.
And then, like, in Red Dead Redemption 2, like, they made John Marston look like a little bitch. They made him look like a knucklehead, you know?
Well, this was the younger John Marston. This was before he...
Very young, yeah.
You know, before he became the badass we know him as.
Yeah, but to me, like, I just, like... Okay...
Call me
an asshole, or call me asshole. Like, you know, all right, call me you know, whatever you want, but I kind of like the ambiguity of Arthur's kind of, am I a good guy or a bad guy, you know what I mean? Like, I like that ambiguity, because like John Marston was like, oh, I'm like, it's literally called redemption, so I'm redeeming myself and I'm gonna show my wife that I can be an honest worker, and, you know, and then Arthur's over here like, bro, I don't know, it is what it is. You know, like,
yeah, I can
fuck it.
You know, it's literally like the situation, I'm this.
Yeah.
Like, data
John day. Well, John Marston was like, I'm gonna take the high road because, you know, I got a kid, and like, it's like, fuck you, dude.
Dude, he's trying to set an example for his family, dude.
Man, fuck, I know, Jack Marston, right? Bro. Fuck that little kid, dog. Fuck him. Have you seen that little fucker in Red Dead Redemption 2?
He's a
fuck
murderer.
That kid.
He's a murderer. Yeah, Vin sure. Diesel plays Dutch in the Lifetime movie. RDRT is all about family.
Don't worry, Arthur. I have a plan.
Oh, my Arthur. God. What if Vin Diesel is in a Red Dead Redemption movie?
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. Actually says about it, like, talk about family.
Dude, that is one little fucking hair that's, like, standing up, and it's pissing me out. It's driving me nuts, dude. Nuts.
It's all about family.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, like...
Red Dead and Furious.
Right. I'm trying to, like, think of a classic line to do in, like, in a Vin Diesel voice. I really can't grab one.
You gotta steal the horses, Jack. The right. Fast ones only.
Plays Dutch. What is Dutch? You know, like, God damn it! What the fuck are some of the
dude, Dutch always has a plan, dude.
Always, you know what I mean? Always.
Don't worry, Arthur. It's all part of the plan.
Yeah, then you gotta have that Vin Diesel thing where it's like, "Don't worry, it's all part of the plan."
Jesus,
you're just looking at Vin Diesel going, the fuck
we gotta change that picture, dude.
DJ, you gotta upgrade that, update that.
We gotta change that fucking picture, bro. We're gonna get canceled, bro.
Well, no, he's cancel proof. For everybody wondering, that's from Kung Fury. That's from Kung Fury. Like, it's one of the funniest, coolest fucking YouTube videos out there. It's just like a nod to the 80s and kung fu movies and ridiculousness. And for some reason, you fight fucking the main guy fights Nazis and laser raptors.
I try to explain yourself. It only makes it worse.
I'm like,
just stop. It is what it is.
If you get the chance to watch it, it's for free. It's on YouTube.
Dutch, like, the cult leader. Kinda.
He is.
Kinda.
We're all here for the grand purpose. Me. Fuck you guys.
Except without the religious kind of backing, yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
I mean...
But I like Arthur more than I like John. I like that ambiguity. Am I a good guy or a bad guy? I'm a guy.
I'm the dude.
Yeah, I'm a guy. I'm not good, not good or bad.
Yeah, I can understand that. It's just one of those, which, you know, it is a testament to, like, you know, like the old West. Like, it's literally you're just trying to survive, and you have to be a good guy one moment and a bad guy the next. Well, that's just how it has to be.
And if somebody gets in your way, you're the bad guy.
You, Steven Seagal.
Oh God.
Oh Steve. Oh.
Kill him from the chair.
I'm telling you.
Hey, no, you sit in the chair and kung fu the fuck out of him.
Oh my God. Steven Seagal is a cowboy.
Ugh. Ugh. I don't
imagine the condition of the horse when film is over.
Can we not get into this? Not get into this, please.
Okay.
Oh God.
Just turn me to dog food. Just turn me to dog food already.
My leg, it's broken. No, it's not. It is. I swear to God.
Just sticks it in a hole.
See? No. Oh, no. Fucking.
Horse would rather break its leg than have me ride it.
Red Dead.
Oh my God, Red Dead Redemption 2. He sits in the chair and takes out the whole bar.
sits in a chair and takes out the whole native village.
Right, though? Like he, just, he rides in on a horse that's like on its last leg.
Oh, God.
And then he gets off and just takes a chair.
I told you
then,
about messing my oil.
I told you. If you come into the city again, I was going to come back. I'll teach you bitches a lesson. Now who wants to approach me in my chair?
He's like, can we just shoot him from a distance?
27 of you couldn't take me out. I'm going to ride back on my horse.
And the horse is like, no. Please, no. God, no. Take him on. Please take him on. Every second you do, it's 1 second I have him back.
Right, shoots them all from a barber's chair.
Never runs
right,
out of
though.
Bullets. Never. It's a barber's never. Chair made into
even,
a turret.
Even though it's like, even though it's a six oh, no, shooter, right. He's gonna nail all 18 of them.
No, right. Like Seagal's like, I taught. Seagal's like, we're like, I taught Arthur everything he knows.
Oh no,
I know how to survive in the outback. I it's not the outback, Steve. It's the Wild West. I know what I said. I killed a bear with my bare hands.
Okay. All right. Enough. Sculpting. God damn it.
Yeah, right.
Fucking enough.
Yeah, I don't know how we got Steven Seagal to integrate the Red Dead Redemption 2.
Well, first we got fucking Vin Diesel, now we got Seagal. Might as well throw fucking Michael Cera in there or something, dude. I don't know.
Now that's an idea.
Nick Cage. Nick Cage.
Oh, Nick Cage, dude.
Oh, in Red Dead. All right. I was going to steal the fucking horses, but then I ran into some issues. Now I'm in jail. Somebody's got to bust me out. Who's going to be it, huh? Who's going to do it? Who's going to bust out the Nickster? Your name's Arthur. I know what I said.
Dude.
No apologies.
What movie did... Oh, dude, that one devil movie, dude. We gotta watch that shit.
Devil movie?
The one, the fucking devil one that's coming out with him.
Yeah. Yeah, we watched the preview. Yeah, we watched
dude,
the preview.
Dude, we gotta fucking watch that, dude. Put a pin in your fucking Palm Pilot right now, dog. Like,
Nick Cage is gonna show you all how to shoot. Watch those fucking bottles. They all shattered. Didn't even draw my gun.
Because he's fucking Nick Cage, dude.
Fucking Nick Cage.
I fucking believe it, dude. Please, just... Dude, like, someone, hey, like, man. Someone get him some Ritalin. Like,
whatever Ritalin. Fucking demon he's just conjured to do that, man. Tell him to go back. Put him back.
It's like, here's your... Yeah, stop. Put Ritalin in his tea. Tea's calming, but no, we need...
Ritalin?
We need
Ritalin? You said... I stopped doing that when I was six. Ah, right!
Did he just get high on Ritalin?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, he did.
Oh,
it's
Jesus.
Nick Cage. It's Nick Cage. Like, he snorted.
You didn't think it was possible, did
he? He snorted a whole bottle of Jack last night.
Snorted? You don't... Oh, my God.
He put the straw in, put the straw in his nose, and he went to town. I don't know what to tell you.
We all saw it.
I did it. That's what
Jim,
I'm still
Jim
saying.
Over there is still crying. Like, just around the corner. I don't get it.
Where did it all go, man? Either. Where did it all go, man?
My God, oh my God.
Anyways, Red Dead 2.
All right, guys. We're going to the bar. We're gonna find Lenny. We're gonna have a great time. All right.
Because Lenny's got the money.
Because Lenny's got the money. Let's fucking go.
Wait, don't. Oh my God.
Varnish.
Yeah. Who's got the cocaine gun?
I was like, and I do this to calm down.
This is me on a low, okay?
Oh my God.
You know, going home.
There's putting the edge, put the edge on. He's
taking it off. I'm taking it off, Ryan. Taking it off with the moonshine and the tobacco.
No, don't take it off.
You're taking it off, man.
No, we'll, I'll pay you. We'll pay you.
Like, you pick up the newspaper the next day. Bar burns down. No source of fire found. Nick?
That's Nick Cage. that's Nicolas Cage.
Just wakes up smoking. Like, hey, dude, had myself a night last night. Yeah.
Dude, have you seen the clip of him on that talk show, like back in the like early 90s?
Which one? There are several where he's literally nuts.
He's got this long flowing hair. He's got a leather jacket on and no shirt. He like runs.
Oh, yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah.
He starts like, he goes fucking nuts, dude. God, that guy was high as fuck.
I don't know if he was high.
That's true, actually. You don't know what this guy.
You know, exactly.
You literally don't know what this guy.
Welcome.
Found it. It's like, okay.
Found it.
Put it on.
You think we're fucking kidding? This is for the BBC.
Nicolas Cage.
And not DJ.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to rape you all. Nick, those are not ones.
Yeah. I know.
And look, he's ginormous.
Well, yeah, he's our height.
Huge fucking guy.
Yeah, he's our height. He's 6 foot two. I thought you knew that.
You did it. No, I'm saying in this shot.
Sure
all
did.
All those karate kicks.
Heck, I'll just hold it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry about that. I just had to get off my chest. You know, I was a bit wound up back there. So.
Were you worked up?
Worked up.
Do you get carried away?
Well, I don't know if I get carried away. I just sort of have a good time, and you know, you invited me on your show. You, so I'm
this
just
is normal.
A blast.
That's right.
Do you find that kind of thing loosens you up just to do a handspring like that? Because I do that quite often.
The guy's already sweating. He's like, oh God, what is he going to do now?
Before we start,
this guy is scared out of his fucking mind. Look at him.
I wouldn't doubt it because you know who you remind me of? You remember the TV show? No, the Avengers.
Look at looking at me. Oh, God, I remind you of something?
Diana Rigg.
Diana Rigg and Mr. Steed, yeah. The Avengers. Give it up for the Avenger! All right!
The Avengers was a British TV show before, around the same time Marvel had it.
Oh, sure thing.
Because time's a wasting.
Yeah, I got you.
Wild at Heart.
It's vodka. It's not even vodka, it's gin.
I have to say, I saw it in black and white because my video machine is not working properly, and I thought, oh, it's arty, it's done in black and white, but it's in full color, actually.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah. And it's an extraordinary movie.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah, and you're, again, I'm not big on sick and fancy, but you're great, isn't it?
Well, thanks. You know what? This leather's really hot.
Yeah. You're sorry, now.
I gotta tell you something, guys.
Did he just take off? Oh, Jesus.
I hate to do this to you, Terry, but Mandy gave you a T-shirt.
Yeah.
And
you're not going to give me, you're going to give me your snakeskin jacket, aren't you?
No, I got to give you my Wild at Heart T-shirt.
They told you, takes it off.
Three people just died right there with those punches.
It's a big night for me, I can tell you.
Three people
just... Wild at Heart.
It's a big night for me. Tell me how you started in the acting. I mean, is that what you always wanted to do?
Well, you know, when I was 6 years old, I used to watch the TV, you know, and I used to
dude,
wonder how those little guys.
Out of his mind.
Oh hell yeah, that's that drip. That's that drip clear,
that's,
bro.
That's right in the back of his throat.
Yeah, that's that drip,
I'm
trying
to figure out ways of getting inside that TV set. So that was the first time I really wanted to be an actor, I think.
Yeah. You have been quoted as saying that if
he's out of his mind. Oh, is it an act that reflects his real? No, dude, that's him.
No, that's just fucking
Mikey,
Nick Cage.
That's him.
That's just like, Nick Cage, bro. Like on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, no, like, dude. I'm sorry, dude. I still can't get over the look the host gives when like you remind me of something. He was like,
oh God, no.
Oh fuck. Oh fuck. It was a good run, boys.
Right. And whatever he's gonna say is gonna be offensive.
Dude, I have expected him to say is like, dude, I have a family. I have a wife and children.
Nicholas, please.
Nick, please.
Oh my God.
And that's just it, Mikey. Like I know you and I listen to Ice Cream Social, but there is there's a couple other podcasts out of Vegas, and they have ran into Nick, and he is just as nuts. He is nuts. The guy is a high energy all the time. Mm-hmm. The only time he's ever like somewhat calm that I've ever seen is during interviews. And it's
during interviews.
And yeah, it's actually only been in the last like 10, 12 years.
10. I'd say 10.
The last 10 years.
Yeah, because even when he was doing shit, remember that movie Next?
Yeah, yeah. He came out fucking pumped for Next.
Swinging, bro. Swinging. He came out swinging for that movie.
You know, seriously, you know what I want? I want a remake of The Mask with Nicolas Cage as The Mask.
I'm good.
No.
I'm good. I don't think my brain would be able to comprehend that shit.
I'm good.
I think I'd have to be on some sort of psychedelics to watch that one.
I am good. No, that's a bit much.
Ready to watch The Mask with Nick Cage? Oh, just take my shrooms here.
You ready to watch Mask with Nick Cage?
Just to keep up. Just to keep up.
Yeah, just to keep up. Because my God,
what was that? Dude. I was LSD.
Oh. All right, roll it.
I would equate that. Yeah, I would equate Nick Cage being the Mask is the same thing as if Tim Curry was Judge Doom from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
You know,
so, I would say so.
Like, God,
I would say so. Yeah.
I can only imagine what it was like during the audition that Tim Curry's Judge Doom was so terrifying. It's like, dude, no. Kids are gonna be watching this. Okay, we want to traumatize them, but not that much. And we want no permanent damage. You know, we don't get sued later.
We don't want to ruin their fucking life. We just want to show them the time.
Remember the idea that Tim Curry was going to be the Joker until Matt Hamill came along, but Tim played it so dark that they were like, we can't air this. We can't air. He was actually cast. He filmed and voiced, I think it was like 2 or 3 episodes of him being the Joker.
Like for the animated series?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no bullshit. Hold on. I'll find it. Hold on.
Wait.
So Mike's
answer Mike's. Yeah.
Is Nick as real as Charlie Sheen? Realer.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Nick doesn't sexually assault people. Nick is good for a shroom movie. Yes. Especially the color out of space. I want to do that one. I want to do that one day. That one about him being an actor. Oh, you're talking about, Incredible.
The
Talent?
Unbearable Weight. The Unbearable
Weight. Yeah, I haven't seen that movie yet, but
I haven't seen it yet either, but I want to.
I want to, yeah. I really
I'm kind of like building up, like I'm doing a DJ on that one. I'm building up the tolerance to the Cage.
Tell Josh to get that shit on the hookup so we can watch it.
I will let Josh know. But yeah, this is Tim Curry as the Joker.
Ugh. Hey, Batman, you stink so bad. I can smell you from here. Pew. Pew, pew, pew.
The Joker's nuts.
I don't know that we
would. Like
just
that Joker.
Like a grilled cheese sandwich.
When he came in, it was like, we definitely.
This is what they're talking about.
He was joking.
Hold on.
Oh, my God. Kevin Conroy looked horrible in that one.
He's always looked like that.
Yeah, rest in peace, my boy.
Just for that, Batman. Just for that, Batman.
Hey, Batman! You stink so bad I can smell you from here! Hey, you! Pew, pew, pew!
Hey, Batman! You stink so bad, I can smell you from here. Pew. Pew, pew, pew.
Justice is served hot, Batman. You're going to melt just like a grilled cheese sandwich.
Justice is served hot, Batman. You're gonna melt just like a grilled cheese sandwich.
Service with a smile.
Service with a smile.
You're like the difference in the joke, like, like malevolence.
Batman finally told a joke.
Oh, that's a joke, right? Batman finally told a joke.
Jesus.
Batman, you wouldn't let me fry.
Bonjour.
So yeah, there was a difference. There was a severe difference. And I know it doesn't sound too much different for those, you know, like people who aren't like into voice acting or, you know, spent a lot of time watching the original series, but the malevolence is so much heavier.
Yeah, there's like a much darker tone. Yeah.
Much, much darker tone when Tim Curry did it. And
they, I like it better, to be honest with you.
A lot of people did. A lot of people said so, but you know, they when they do TV shows, they have the whole thing written, and so there's with his malevolence, like the level of malevolence that his voice had in later scenes wouldn't have played well for a kid's cartoon show.
Damn, that's a shame.
And I think a lot of the problem was that the lines themselves. Because Tim Curry's Joker was more malevolent, I don't see him.
I can't see that joke.
Yeah, like it's like because the lines themselves kind of worked against, Tim Curry's style of the Joker. I think because Mark Hamill was good because you can tell they're trying to convey the more, you know, the more, you know, goofy like her side of the Joker, but Tim, if they toned down the Joker's persona a little bit more and give him like more appropriate lines, then I think
a little bit more gravitas.
Yeah, because sometimes a line can like really
That was nice. It's a good discussion, boys.
Yeah, no, I know. It's really strange because Tim Curry has always been like one of my, you know, levels of voice acting to achieve. You know what I mean? And
yeah, I mean, the guy made Pollution sexy. Go fucking figure.
What the fuck was this? What the fuck was the thing?
Nexus.
Nexus. Yeah. Have you seen him singing the song?
Yeah, I actually
like
saw
in the studio.
Yeah, in the studio, dude. He was like,
motherfucker, it is dripping swagger.
Dude, I'm telling you, when it was over, I was like, dude, like when it was over, like, is that Mike pregnant? Because goddamn, like. Yeah, he was like, I was like, dude, get this guy on Captain Planet. I don't care if it's on the cameo. Make him like a
fucking Captain Planet, bro.
Huh?
Yeah, he played Captain
Planet.
Oh, yeah, he was Mal, the AI computer.
It was a couple of characters, but yeah. No, and this is him just... This is him doing it. Like just look at him, bro.
Hit me one time. Hit me twice. Go! Ah! Oh! That's rather nice. Boil and grime, poison sludge, diesel clouds and noxious muck. Slime beneath me, slime up above.
That's where the mic fucking sees.
Dude, it's supposed to be a fucking kids show.
I was supposed to be a kids. Everybody in the fucking audience got pregnant.
This would be a goddamn kids show. I'm wet right now.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I gotta go change.
And like I said, Tim Curry's been one of those. Tim Curry's been one of those like levels to achieve. Like with Mark Hamill, the same way. Mark Hamill, like you can imitate it, you can get there, but it's a lot of work, you know what I mean, because of the way he puts together accents and the way he puts together lines and dialogue. It's a lot of work, but Tim Curry is on like a level of his own.
Cock doctor.
even cock knocker, like even the stupid fucking cameo he played in fucking James Bob. And Bob Strike Back.
Look, kids, it's Mark Hamill. Applause. Applause.
I even like the way he even like takes a moment to be candid. Why do they call you cockknocker? Well, you see,
it's a funny story actually.
And then like he has like that weird voice to him, like for just a split second, and he's just like, "What the fuck?" And then, but like he's over here doing like the Joker laugh. Like when he busts through the wall and he's like,
yeah, that shit. Then the fucking when he cut off his hands, not again.
He just walks off. Like it's fucking. So yeah, Mark Hamill, like he has like so much work to put into him to imitate his voice and imitate the characters he does, but just Tim Curry, man, it's Tim fucking Curry. And I think it is so difficult to reach that level because it's his natural voice. You know what I mean? Like it's so hard to do somebody's natural voice. Like we can do characters that other characters play, like I am Groot. You know what I mean? But I sound like Vin Diesel playing a character. Even Vin Diesel voicing Riddick is a character he afflicts. Even the accent and the depth of his voice, it's a character he afflicts. But like Vin Diesel talking, like just regular Vin Diesel talking, it's really difficult to do.
Okay. It's true. Unless you like have like the talent of fucking what's his name? The real Peter Griffin.
Oh yeah.
Because that that guy, he hears a voice. He get fucking he gets it. Like what the
Seth fuck? MacFarlane?
No. There's a YouTube channel of the real Peter Griffin who looks just like Peter Griffin in real life, and he can sound just like Peter Griffin. But they actually did an interview with this guy, and he actually sits down and he's doing like voices left and right, just random voices like Dr. Claw and fucking and various others. It's like fucking it's a trip, dude. Like
kind of like who's that guy that who's the comedian that does all the impersonations? Fuck,
which one?
There's one. He does like John Madden. He's fuck. Why don't these big games use celebrity voice or do they? No, they do. And a lot of them right now are getting into this whole. Well, Death Stranding kind of started a trend in which they had actors be in the fucking game and model them after the actor. Like,
no, Death Stranding didn't start that. That's been
well, forever. As of recently, it kind of fell off. It kind of fell off,
I guess you could say.
Yeah, it had kind of fallen off until Death Stranding came out, and then you got Call of Duty doing Snoop Dogg, and
really
Frank Caliendo. Yeah, Frank Caliendo, dude, that's who I'm talking about. Frank Caliendo, yes, that motherfucker.
Why don't these big games use celebrity voiceover? Do they? Believe it or not, a lot of games use a lot of celebrity voiceovers. Most of the time, though, depending on who the celebrity is and like what their current projects are, sometimes they don't want their names associated with it. I mean, for fuck's sake, Gary Oldman was in 3 fucking Call of Duty games. Gary Oldman. Mm-hmm. He played Reznov.
Yeah.
But he's not really credited. Like, nobody really knows that he played Reznov. But that's right. Gary Oldman.
And then we had Kevin Spacey in a Call of Duty.
Kevin Spacey, who imprinted himself, as a scan in there.
No, Infinite. It was Advanced Warfare.
Yeah, Warfare. Ice Cube COD was peak COD, bro.
And
I'm not going to lie, dude.
Because when you have a game, right, or you have a property, what you don't want is your property hinged on the name of the celebrity. So Gary Oldman being a Reznov, well, I'm being serious. Gary Oldman being Reznov, it was kind of very quietly in the background. However, you have games like Fortnite, who just fucking just throw every celebrity they can at you. Like, it's everything. We got Marvel, we got Disney, we got Star Wars, we got Halo, we got... So everybody's just waiting for the next big pack.
Mm-hmm.
So their success literally is hinging on things like the Avengers or... Yeah, who's next?
Basically.
Yeah, yeah, like no, I said, Call of Duty did Snoop Dogg with Vanguard.
Yeah.
That's weird. Snoop Dogg and Call of Duty, I mean...
Well, it's the second time he's done it. Second time, he was also in Ghosts.
Yeah, so it's a lot of big games do use celebrity voices. It's just that they don't hinge the success of the game on it.
And then you got the guy from Callisto Protocol too, who was a famous actor.
Yeah, I mean you also have Mal himself. What's his name? Nathan Fillion. Nathan Fillion is in Destiny, and almost no one knew.
Was Lance Reddick. So was fucking Lance Reddick.
Yeah, so was Lance Reddick, and almost no one knew except for like the insiders.
Peter Dinklage is in Destiny.
Peter Dinklage played the voice of the ghost. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter he hated Dinklage, it so Peter fucking Dinklage. Much, he quit halfway.
Yeah,
through.
Well, he didn't like the act. He didn't like the game. Like he was just like,
he hated
stupid.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah. I played that game with Kevin Spacey. Thought it may be him. I love that it was. Yeah, it was him.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey was in, what was it, Advanced Warfare?
I think it was Advanced Warfare.
He was in Advanced Warfare.
But you also have a lot of people like that can do like weird voices and stuff like that. You have celebrities who do impressions of other celebrities.
Kevin Spacey does pretty good impressions.
He does. Like without giving the guy credit, like he does actually really, really.
You know, all the shit against him was disproved, right?
It was dismissed. There's another one that he did get found guilty of.
Oh, my bad.
There was one he did get found guilty of. The rest,
but
of them
that
were
one
dismissed.
Big guy, that one big kid, that like the big case with that one kid,
got dropped.
Because they couldn't bring up enough proof.
Lack of evidence, lack of corroborating witnesses. There was a lot to it. Yeah. What was the one they finally slipped through the cracks then? The only one that he's actually kind of being convicted of right now was recent. It was more recent than the ones that the other ones were.
God damn it, Spacey.
Seriously.
God damn it, bro. Stop breaking the law, asshole.
pulled an R. Kelly. Didn't know when to quit.
No shit, see, though.
He wasn't Destiny True. Everybody thought it was Division.
Oh, fuck you, Mike.
you know what? And speaking of
this guy right here.
He's an OG, man. But speaking of that shit, like that's what Marathon is, basically. You know, like Bungie's new game, Marathon. It's basically the Division's Dark Zone.
I didn't get it at first. I didn't get what he was talking about at first. I was like, I don't think he was a... Oh!
Fucking hate you guys so much. No, I'm wrong. I am wrong.
Oh, fuck. What?
Hold on. He was cleared of almost everything. It says here there was...
I told you, yeah. Everything that he got accused of has been dropped.
I gotta... Hold on, stupid fucking
pain. Oh, that's a good one, Mike. I gotta fucking high five you for that one, bro. Holy shit, that was an alley-oop if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, if we had like channel points or something. Love you too, Mikey.
This man's an OG. He knows what's up.
This was June 14th, 2023. Kevin Spacey, who will stand trial later this month on 12 sex offense charges in London. Said in an interview with a German news source that he plans to return to acting once he's cleared of the charges.
Yeah, they're not sticking in Germany. They're not sticking. I kind of read about that recently. Is like everything that he went through is like not. It's not panning out the way that everybody thought it was gonna pan out.
Wow.
Crazy shit, right?
Hold on a sec. I'm just trying to find out like where this one was. Like how recent this one in London was. Oh, 2013. Yeah. So yeah, this was... what the fuck? So, this is in London even.
The busboy in London would not produce his phone. Hmm. Okay.
Is that what happened?
Interesting.
And yeah, so far it doesn't look good from what I'm reading. It does not look good.
Mm-hmm.
He says he plans to return to acting. All the other suits have been against him have been he's been acquitted and cleared.
Mm-hmm.
So wow.
I fucking told you. Kevin Spacey. He's not a tender name anymore.
I mean like we've always, you know, the motto of VT Network is that until something is a conviction, we're not going to speculate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to say, oh, cancel him or he's definitely guilty. We're not going to do stuff like that on VT Network. We never have.
Yeah. Until the court decides.
Until the court decides, you know.
Yeah.
We
didn't do that with Johnny Depp. We can't do that here.
No.
That's true. Oh my god.
So the evidence was gathered by the MPs.
Read that one, dear.
Court had to drop the charges. I'm not kidding, but I'd give him a hand. I mean, he played the president. I mean, according to some comedians, that's kind of like our duty as Americans.
That is true.
Yeah. No, actually, this is going on right now. The trial started June 6th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the reason I bring it up, because it was recent. It was actually like very recent.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was not aware.
Yep.
Wow. Neat.
So we can play Advanced Warfare and not feel guilty anymore.
I can finally watch American Beauty again. That movie is so fucked up and I love it so much. What? You're the one that showed it to me, DJ.
Well, anyway. Hey, don't attack me. I'm not
going to DJ's got the box set. Disney here. He's got the collection box.
Fuck you.
You mean Division?
Fuck you, too.
Because I can't tell the
difference. I hate you both so much. this is really, like I said, big names in games have always been a thing. Like, fuck, we have Tim Curry back as Red Dead. Was it Command and Conquer? Red Alert. That was Tim Curry. He was in that.
And yeah, Red Alert series. He was great.
He was great. I think one of the funnier aspects of like voice acting and getting big celebrities to do like games and stuff like that is just how much they do it under the radar. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, Kiefer Sutherland was a huge anime actor in the 90s. Nobody knows that. Sutherland did a lot of anime in the 90s. Like, a lot. Like, more than you would think. And nobody fucking knew until, I think DJ and I were watching this one anime, and we were like, that sounds like Kiefer fucking Sutherland. Is that Kiefer Sutherland? And, like, it started playing, and it wasn't Kiefer Sutherland. It was a pseudonym. But we were like, that's Kiefer Sutherland, and we like, looked it up. So, yeah, it was Kiefer Sutherland. He did it under several pseudonyms. Tim was in Red Alert. Yeah, he was in Command and Conquer, Red Alert. And, But basing stuff off celebrities, I always thought was a bad idea, especially in the video game world. You know what I mean?
Man, watching Tim Curry, like, nowadays makes me so sad.
Why? He's still good. He's still sassy as shit.
He's had two strokes, though, bro, and he looks horrible for his age. He's only, like, what, like 70-something, and he looks like he's 90.
Let's see.
He does, like, those, he does, like, fan interviews and shit, like, fan meetups online. And, he makes people's fucking days, I will say that. He's still, like...
active.
Yeah.
He was born in 1946.
So he's 77.
He doesn't look too bad for some. I mean, he looks bad because of all the strokes, but, I mean...
Love that band. No, yeah, He I don't know, just watching the fan interview videos kind of broke my heart because of how, like, slurred his speech is and how, like, he just looks bad, dude. I get so sad.
I mean, there's a picture of him real quick. Hold on. I'm not doing that. Fuck off.
Disable your ad blocker.
Yeah.
So we can give your computer AIDS.
Fucking paywalls. Show me a 10-foot tall wall, I'll show you a 12-foot tall ladder. It's literally the name of the website I use to get to get stuff. Let me see.
That's legal.
So he says he's in good health. They had pictures of him, but, you know. But, yeah, he's suffering from aphasia.
Yeah.
But, no, he's still clapping back on Twitter. Like he, somebody said something about Rocky Horror and him being in it. He was like, I'll still kick your ass, bitch.
I think it's funny that he hated Rocky Horror. Like,
oh, he didn't.
Really?
He said it's his favorite movie that he's ever done.
Well, no. Like, there was a point in time after the movie that he didn't want his name to be only that.
And like yeah, whenever somebody would try to talk about the movie, he would be like, you know, I was another shit too, right? Like he would get kind of mad. He would get kind of upset at it. Like I'm not just fucking Frankenfurter, bro. Like I was also Nigel Thornberry and shit, you know?
Like, yeah. I understand that. Like a lot of actors like that. They didn't want it to be known just for like one role or just one thing.
Yeah. When he has this entire body of work, like, yeah. So I get it. I get that, you know? And I'm really happy that he's come around to it, like, as of lately, as, like, the past 20 years, he's, like, embraced it, you know?
Yeah. Probably working on the film, he probably loved it to death, but yeah, like, but after years and years, oh, yeah, you're just Frankenfurter. I can understand, like, having, like, that underlying bitterness towards Rocky Horror, if that was the case.
Yeah. And it went on for a while, I think, like, throughout the 90s and shit.
Yeah, like what's his name? Like that like when he was a little kid, he made that quote like, "What you talking about?" Like you know,
Gary Oldman.
George Foreman.
No. Something Oldman.
Gary Coleman.
There you go. Gary.
Yeah, like he hates.
What
that
you talking
now.
About, Willis?
He's like, yeah, just say the lines. Like, dude, no, I'm not saying it. He hates it, dude.
The guy who played Urkel, bro.
People
played Urkel.
Yeah. People seem to forget he was the original Sonic.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he's also like that too. He hates when people bring up fucking Urkel.
Not anymore. He grew out of that.
Thank God.
So he says that because of the stigma that got stuck to it, he grew tired of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this is how it is.
Jaleel White, yeah. Thank you, Grave Robber. And he says that it was because of the stigma. And he says it's his favorite role to date.
Yeah.
So there was a point.
I'm pretty sure it was like but.
Because I'm reading a couple of things here. From what I can gather, is that he would go into interviews and people would ask the wrong kinds of questions about Rocky. They would ask the wrong kind of questions, you know what I mean, like not looking for an answer but to like insinuate something. Mm-hmm. Like someone saying everyone talks about my gas oven, no one talks about the car I made, right, DJ? Thank you, Mike. Volkswagen.
Oh Lord Jesus, no. You know, German engineering
really stands up to the tenets of time.
It doesn't disappoint.
Like I said, you know, well, like I said, where with pride, where like armor, because
das Auto.
Because now, you know, now society is now just a cesspool of degenerates that needs to be quelled. But
if people understood
the vision, if they understood what we were trying to accomplish. God. Things would have been a whole lot better, but
what's this wee shit, man? You got a fucking mouse in your pocket?
Hey, I'm south of the border, dog. I'm not.
Yeah, of course.
Wrong kind of European on this side, brother.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of.
Hey, we're Spanish, right? The Spanish got
went
left
down
alone.
To a lot of the enlightened went down to the Latin speaking countries. You know,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We were too busy fighting bulls and fucking.
Yeah, while fighting our own war.
Oh yeah.
But trying to conquer places.
Your ancestors go down.
Wait, that sounds wrong too.
That sounds horrible too. We were running crusades.
We had our own fucking vision, okay, DJ?
we actually had several visions. I mean, just saying.
Grave Robber says, just give us a final solution.
We even borrowed a couple of them, if I remember correctly. You know,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I mean,
about.
If we're so terrible, we only stand on the shoulders of giants. I mean, I'm only just saying, you know.
Fucking God.
Oh, all right. That's enough.
Yeah, you forget about that shit, huh?
I did. No, I did never forget have. About that shit on purpose.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm just saying, like, you're calling us bad. Like, look at you. Look at your asses. You know?
And this Spaniard just
we helped them.
Know what the
okay,
Spaniards
we
did, right?
Helped them. Okay,
we helped.
We were there to help.
Yes, inspiration, even help us take notes. It's like, no, you're doing this wrong. Do it like this. It's more effective.
We're here to help.
we're helping someone. Oh my God, Mike, see what you started. Oh my God. Anyways,
I mean, we're just a student, you know. We're just a student, you know. We're still y'all learning.
Y'all took notes from the French, and that was your downfall.
Oh, yes. Yes, you know, see, we kind of strayed away from the master. We kind of went with the...
Oh, well, you know, once you started ad-libbing, that's when you got fucked over. You know,
seriously, we went with the white barons, you know, I mean...
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, okay.
There's the word. Oh, there's the word. We got to stop. There's the word.
It's amazing how just a couple of mistakes just...
Okay. All right. Oh, shit.
Small nose.
But we're not bitter. Stop. We're not bitter.
All right. We're going to start wrapping up the show. Oh, my God.
Oh, so we're back.
Hey, hey, hey. He was so that's to finish my point here.
He was reaching for something.
Yeah.
He was reaching. Had to put him down.
Oh, my God. Show me your hands. Anyways, what the fuck was I doing? I want to thank Paul Schroyer and the Magic Squirrel Network for keeping this on and keeping this going. I want to thank everybody watching. Thank you guys so much. Thanks for all the likes, if anything. Our Patreon has suffered a couple of hits. So if you know anybody who wants stuff, fucking turn them on to the Patreon, man. You get stickers. I got this month's stickers. Right now.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I got the next stickers. So if you turn people on to our Patreon. We need more support. We need all the support we can get. Speaking of the Patreon, that is patreon.com/VT Network. We got $1, $3, and $5 tiers. $5 tiers is where you want to be. We just put out a movie roast of Komodos. That was terrible. Oh, that was so fucking bad.
That was so fucking bad, dude.
Access to the monthly movie roast, post shows every Wednesday, name right out loud at the end of every episode. We're probably gonna do another movie roast tonight. Producer credits in every episode, stickers every month, giveaway every 3 months, minute with DJ, you got to get on that, and Gibby's moment of Zen. Come on, the ACLU hasn't commented. Yeah, well, now they're gonna.
And they're not gonna. Stop it. We're not gonna give them the chance.
Patreon.com/VT Network. Turn people on to us. We need all the help we can get. And if you don't want to do the monthly thing, you can go to VTnetwork.redbubble.com. We have all sorts of cool shit here. We're going to have some more designs coming soon. I'm working on it. It's just original images are kind of a thing right now because I don't know why, but everybody and their mama's getting copyrighted at this very moment. And I'm not quite sure what's going on. So, yeah.
You got to get rid of the VTN strangers, VTN then.
This was supposed to go away, but apparently Netflix dropped it after the backlash that they got.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because everybody and their mom fucking made t-shirts like that.
Uh-huh.
Mostert's moment of sobriety should be dude, it would never happen. I would never record that.
one post is 4 seconds long of Mostert going, fuck this.
Well, that was a moment. That's all you hear. That's all you hear.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Netflix came after a whole lot of people who had this design on like their Etsy's and stuff like that. And it was a huge, huge backlash. So Netflix kind of dropped the crusade. This was supposed to go away.
Okay. You can have Stephen King letters. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. It was pretty substantial.
Damn.
Like the backlash. And they kind of buried it in the media with all the Etsy people. But yeah, if you want to go to vtnetwork.redbubble.com, $7, you can get a chance to make me puke. Nobody's been able to do it on the post show. And if you want to email your receipt to vtnetwork84@gmail.com, the rest of our socials are vtnetwork2 at anything.
I don't think anybody's going to make you puke. I don't think that's possible. I legit think it's impossible unless they send you Joy's World Tour and force you to fucking watch it.
No, Grave Robber almost. Grave Robber's been the closest with that. Just because that guy disgusts me. It's just
so here, heard here, folks. Pay $7, send Joy's World Tour.
Yeah, send all of them back in.
Just edit me close, one long video.
Yeah, so thank you. But I want to thank also our Patreons. I had the list. I lost the list. Give me a second here. That is not the list. I want to thank Lopez, the Raging Caucasian, Cheyenne, Grave Robber, Carol, Sherry Finks, Mike fucking Smith, and Gibby. Thank you guys so much for all your support. We love you guys so much. And without you guys, the show would be a lot more difficult to make. Ranch dressing pizza video. I know which one you're talking about. That's still gross. All right, guys. But we're going to get the fuck out of here. We're going to go to the post show. So say goodnight, DJ.
Goodnight, DJ.